key meeting in Kyiv. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. An advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the U.S. Secretaries of Defense and State have met with the Ukrainian leader. U.S. officials have not confirmed the meeting. Ukraine has been pressuring the West for heavy weapons as more civilians are killed by Russian forces.
Overnight, at least 8 people were killed in the southern port city of Odessa when Russian missiles slammed into a residential block. A mother and her 3-month-old baby are among the dead. Further east in the besieged city of Mariupol, Russian troops are reportedly trying to storm a steel plant where more than 1,000 Ukrainian soldiers and civilians are trapped underground. Ukraine's deputy prime minister calling on the United Nations to demand a ceasefire in Mariupol in order to create new humanitarian evacuation routes. This after a corridor out of the port city collapsed earlier today.
Fox's Trey Yingst. A missing Texas Guard member has been identified.
22-year-old specialist Bishop Evans out of Arlington, Texas, and tragically, he is presumed to have drowned after he jumped into the Rio Grande here in Eagle Pass early Friday morning in an attempt to save the lives of illegal immigrants he saw struggling in the water. He never resurfaced, and his body still has not been found.
Fox's Bill Malusian. French President Emmanuel Macron won a second term in the runoff election against his opponent Marine Le Pen on Sunday. His supporters gathered at the Eiffel Tower where he spoke. Macron is just the third French president to win a second term. New Mexico's governor has signed emergency declarations in response to wildfires burning in half the state's 20 drought-stricken counties. In Nebraska, authorities say wind-driven wildfires sweeping through a dozen counties killed a retired fire chief and injured at least 11 firefighters. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Israel has ended its indoor mask mandate that's been in place for nearly a year.
The country's new cases of coronavirus continue to drop. Masks remain mandatory in hospitals, elderly care facilities, and on international flights. Serious cases of coronavirus in Israel have plummeted from a high of over 1,200 during the Omicron variant outbreak to around 200. Israel closed its borders in November after the emergence of the Omicron variant of the virus, but in the months since has reopened the country to foreign visitors and lifted almost all coronavirus restrictions. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Ross Chastain wins the checkered flag in the NASCAR Cup Series at Talladega Super Speedway.
Kyle Larson, big push. Does it go to the outside?
He's going to have to. Here he goes.
And he's in the wall.
Opens the door up for the one, Ross Chastain.
And on the outside, Kyle Larson added. Oh, my gosh.
How about you?
Ross Chastain. Ross is the boss of Talladega.
Final call courtesy of Fox TV. Austin Dillon came in second place. Kyle Busch finished third. A Midwest teen earns something most kids his age will be waiting several more years for.
Elliot Tanner, a member of the college class of 2022, is on the verge of earning his bachelor's degree. The University of Minnesota student majored in physics and minored in math while maintaining a 3.78 GPA. What's the big deal? Elliot Tanner is just 13 years old. He's become somewhat of a celebrity around campus.
Sometimes there's sort of a wow period for maybe a week or two, but then everyone just sort of gets used to seeing me in class, and it just becomes a sort of normal occurrence.
Mom Michelle says her son began to read and do math by the age of 3. After a few years of homeschooling, he was off to college at the ripe old age of 9. After graduation, Elliot will tackle the university's physics PhD program. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chio, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.